This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hello, friends. Glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us every Saturday night. It's one of those things where tonight I am just not going to be convinced that I should be in a good mood. I'll explain why. It's the memory of Alfie Evans in hour one. Kristen Tate will join us in the ladies' lounge. Looking forward to that. It's a big, big news night. We've got the president skipping out on the correspondence dinner for the second year in a row. Good for him. I actually think that's a great move on his part. Instead, choosing to spend the time with supporters down in where is he? He's in Washington, Michigan. Is the place where he's at. And we are thankful that you're with us. Hey, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, we're live there, KMC Radio, facebook.com/KMC Radio is the Facebook page. And for those of you that are with us on Biz TV, we are so grateful to have you on Biz TV. There's been a nasty rumor going around in some portions of the operations control room at Biz TV that we weren't live the last few weeks on Biz TV. And sadly, here we were sweating, bleeding, hoping to be live on Biz TV. And tonight we have confirmed that we are live on Biz TV. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who got us on the air on Biz TV. Now, please don't tell me that we suddenly went off the air on Biz TV. That would be a bummer to the night all the way around. But we're also on 300 great radio stations coast to coast, so we're grateful to have you there as well. We got a lot to get to. It was a huge week historically, and I'll talk about most of this with Kristen Tate in the second hour. Did you see the North Korean dictator kind of tiptoe through the tulips over the demarcation line and going into South Korea? I think that just happened by accident. I tend to not think so, but there's other people that disagree with me. You kind of thought, you know, dude, this is your first major media opportunity in however many years. Go on a diet for a week. Like, come on, Kim Jong-un. But he did. He stepped over, and that was that. But I want to go to the story that has bothered me all day today. It's bothered me because I am a father of three children. And I have held a baby that is the same age in my arms several different times. It was the same age as Alfie Evans today. There is something immeasurably wrong with our universe tonight. Because the full power of the government of the United Kingdom, the full power of the government of supposedly a Western democracy, came down and suffocated and starved a child. Let's go to the tape. Here's how Reuters reported it earlier today.
Alfie Evans, the 23-month-old British boy whose grave illness drew international attention, has died. The toddler's father, Tom Evans, broke the news on Facebook, writing, "My gladiator laid down his shield and gained his wings at 2:30. Absolutely heartbroken." Alfie had a rare degenerative disease and had been in a semi-vegetative state for more than a year. After a series of court cases, doctors at Alderhay Children's Hospital in Liverpool removed his life support nearly a week ago against his parents' wishes. They wanted to take him to Rome, where the Vatican's Bambino Gesù Hospital had offered to care for him. But on Wednesday, a British court rejected their appeal. Pope Francis had taken a personal interest in the case, tweeting after the boy's death that he was deeply moved and praying for Alfie's parents.
Alfie Evans.
With round-the-clock updates.
All right, so that was the Reuters report earlier today. I am writing a piece that is going to publish tonight at townhall.com that may be the most important editorial that I've ever written in my life. because I cannot get over this story. For the last 5 days, what has happened in Alfie Evans' hospital room, let me describe for you the circumstances. The hospital, told by a British court, removed oxygen tubes that allowed him to breathe 5 days ago. And over the last 5 days, his parents have sat by his side 24 hours a day watching him in case he stopped breathing. In a couple instances, he did, and his dad and his mom on separate occasions performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. They saw his lips go blue, they saw that his chest was no longer heaving, and they performed the mouth-to-mouth, and they got him breathing again. Outside his hospital room, on Thursday of this week, there was an Italian helicopter that had been commissioned by the Pope and sent by the Italian government to pick Alfie up. See, Alfie's a little kid that has a disease that, even though that Reuters reporter acted like the doctors knew what they were talking about, they've never diagnosed him. The British doctors and the wonderful socialized NHS system in Britain don't know what Alfie has or had. They know that he had trouble breathing. They know that he had some mitochondrial problems, but they couldn't describe what it was. Doctors in the United States, in Italy, in Germany, and a handful of other countries had said, we will bring him here. We will do our best to diagnose him. We will try to find treatments that will work on those things. And when the parents subpoenaed, when they announced their plans to take him, the hospital and the physicians took him to court. And in a British court, the British government, siding with the British healthcare system, said he should not be moved. He is going to die. There is no hope. Therefore, we will administer his palliative care here, and then he can just die in peace near home. See, parents don't have any rights in the United Kingdom. So only the patient supposedly speaks for itself, and when the patient can't speak, the government speaks for them. What you had, in essence, in the United Kingdom was a oversight board that said, we don't believe there's any hope, therefore we render this judgment. The parents disagreed and wanted to seek merely a second opinion. The oversight board took him to court. The court sided with the oversight board. It's funny because, you know, the courts and the boards are all part of the government. So imagine them standing side by side with each other. The parents appealed it. And on appeal, the higher court basically ignored it and allowed the lower court ruling to stand. 5 days ago, the Pope got involved and said, please let him come here. We will pay for all of the cost to bring him to the Vatican's hospital. The British said he has no standing. The Pope goes to the Italian government and says, will you grant Alfie immediate citizenship so that he can come and we can get him into this hospital, because every day that he can't breathe is another day that he might die. And the Italian government, to their credit, said, absolutely, we grant him immediate citizenship. The Pope commissioned a private charter hospital, a helicopter, and sent it to the hospital in London, England, at which point the British authorities commissioned police to stand guard at his room and in the hospital to prevent any removal of Alfie from the hospital to the helicopter to go to the Italian doctors. Friends, this wasn't an issue of the British government running out of money and just saying we don't have any further hope here. And it certainly wasn't from an exhaustion of medical knowledge on the condition that he had. None of the damn doctors in England knew what he had. So what you have here is you have a government, a Western government, a democracy, that said to the parents, you're going to make your child die. We're going to make your child die right in front of your eyes. And you can be here. And they removed the oxygen tubes. What did Alfie die from, by the way? He was unable to breathe. He was unable to get oxygen to his body. Yet inches away from his bed were the oxygen tubes that 5 days ago had been connected to him. Over the last number of days, I have seen a number of people argue about this case, some of them in American media. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on all of it. 800-340-888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. What should the parents have done? Should they have garnished weapons and shot their way out of the hospital and gotten him on that helicopter? God forbid I was in that situation. I would have killed people to get him out of there. I'm just that weak of a sinner. And I love my kids too damn much. I'm really angry about this tonight. And I'd love to talk to you about it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live.
Hi. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Boys,
glad you're with us on a Saturday night, live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373 is the phone number. I am determined to try to turn something like what we can do now to help prevent the next baby Alfie from happening. I'm determined to try to have that come out of this, because the amount of anger and sheer grieving that I've done today is just, there's only so much you can do by punching doctors in the face and saying, you know, to hell with all of you, which is what I basically want to say to England tonight. Where the heck do you get off making the world's biggest news in the birth of Prince Louis Arthur Charles, which happened this week, right? Louis Arthur Charles came into this world, and everybody celebrated the birth of Louis Arthur Charles. In fact, there were Facebook debates going on round and round. How did Kate Middleton only go into the hospital for 7 hours, and she goes in at 11 a.m., and she's out by 6 p.m., and she's wearing heels and has makeup, and she's standing up, and she's walking, and she, you know, looks so happy? This is the important thing that everyone's talking about. Great Britain, United Kingdom, where you welcome the birth of royalty and you usher in the death of the commoner. Isn't it weird that this just happened a few miles apart? 888-340-3373. So baby Alfie, if you're just joining us, and maybe this is the first time you've heard anything about it, because to be honest, the American media hasn't been very diligent in talking about the story. But baby Alfie has had troubles for a while, and his parents have known about them, and they have tried to seek the medical attention. In fact, that's what they thought by taking him to the hospital and trying to get him looked at was ultimately going to help him. Little did they know that the same hospital and the same health system that ushered in baby Alfie would be the one that would sign his death warrant and eventually sentence and execute him in the same room that he was seeking help from. Isn't that ironic? Isn't there something eternally unjust and immoral about that reality? 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. By the way, I did see in the media some this week people trying to take the side of the British national health system. In fact, people that have been in favor of Obamacare and other government health-run healthcare systems have been very defensive about this, because they're saying, well, you know, this doesn't mean that all kids are going to end up being killed by the hospital. Well, I hope not. But here's the real problem. What you saw play out in England was an exact representation of something called the death panel. A board of people that sit unelected, appointed by the government, supposedly because they have some sort of expertise or degree of understanding of what health care is, and they sit them on this board and they say, okay, when it comes to questionable calls about whether somebody's life expectancy is expected to outweigh the cost that the care will be required of them, you guys are going to decide who lives and who dies. That's basically what the board is set up for. And so what you have in this case is a doctor that can't find out what he has. He can't describe or diagnose the problem that little Alfie suffered with. Couldn't come up with a diagnosis for what was causing his short breath and the inability to get oxygen to his bloodstream. All they knew is it was causing a lot of problems to his development. And they couldn't put their finger on it, and they couldn't diagnose it. But when the parents went to say, well, there's other doctors in other places that want to try to help us figure this out, they said, no, we don't think he's well enough to be able to move. Now, it sounds to me that these doctors were embarrassed, that they were incompetent, that they couldn't find the medical solution, so they didn't want to be shown up by other doctors or other countries or other health systems. Maybe that's just a really naive way of me thinking about this, but that's what it sounds like to me. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's our phone number at the bottom of the screen there. 888-340-3373. So little Alfie has suffered under this incompetent medical system, and he slipped into a semi-vegetative state, meaning he was only awake at certain times, and he only had marginal response to his parents down the stretch. But even in that, Nick, put the picture on the screen of them holding baby Alfie after he's off the breathing mechanisms. If you're listening by way of radio, you can't see it, but it's just a child hugging his mom. The same way that my 5 and my 3-year-old do to me every single day. So when the Italian government says we'll make him a citizen, and the Vatican says we'll give him free health care at our Vatican hospital, hospital for kids, the children's hospital for the Vatican, the best doctors in all of the Catholic Church there, located right there, and they want to try to take a stab at what it is. And there's doctors in Germany and America that would have traveled, and they would have done any number of things. How do you convince me, then, that the British government didn't play a direct role in the killing of this child? Even if he dies on the plane ride to Italy, he died with you trying! It wasn't in vain. You gave everything that you could. You went the final mile. But the British government, for whatever reason, said, no, we know better than this. So for all of eternity now, Alfie's parents will wonder if they should have done more to get him out of there. I hope that for the rest of their life, every doctor and hospital administrator in this system in England actually goes to their grave regretting with enormous guilt what they did this week. I hope that life sucks for them until it can't suck any further. Because anyone who didn't fight to help him were part of the problem that killed him. And if you're listening tonight and you say, Kev, no, they had good reasons. You helped kill him too. You murderer. Quickly, line one, Jerry is on the radio. He's listening to us on the radio in Oregon. Hello, Jerry. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm going to shut my radio down here. You know, I agree with you. I think I'm going to go really political. I don't know what's wrong with the English, with the Brits. I think they've got too much frigging Sharia law in their government now. And that's one thing I'm going to say. And I'm heartbroken as you are. And it's too bad that the Italian government didn't promise to not extradite, because I'm blazing.
Oh, thank you, Jerry, for the call. They promised everything. They were willing to pick up the bill 1,000%. And you know what? You're onto something, because it was leftist politics that killed this kid. I'll explain how when we continue. Friends, I'm majorly angry tonight. 888.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. A little bit more intense and serious and sober than normal. I am usually not this angry on Saturday night. It's just impossible for me to divorce myself as a dad from this story. I just see myself in Mr. Evans. Wondering what I would do in his shoes, wondering if I would even be able to stand up in the morning. The fact that this guy has made it to outside the hospital to even give a statement to media on a regular basis is just a miracle to me. The fact that he hasn't killed everybody in that hospital at this point is just a miracle to me. We're talking about little Alfie, who died this morning at 2:30 a.m., and I think the thing that killed him more than anything else, if there's anything that led to his unjust execution, if there's anything that could be the most responsible, if anything prevented the getting of the potentially life-saving medical care from medical professionals that were offering it, it's leftist politics. the insane policies in the United Kingdom that give this hospital and the government more power than the parents is just demonic. How does that even work? If you live in the UK, how can you even look yourself in the mirror and say you're being a good parent if you know that the government and the medical professionals have more authority over your kids than you do? I would literally leave England. I would come to the United States. I wouldn't delay a moment. I would get the hell out of there. And here's the problem. The death panel's real. Sarah Palin was mocked, scoffed endlessly when she said, if we adopt Obamacare and you start doing socialized medicine, you're going to end up having boards of people that make life or death decisions for people. And the media in this country literally laughed her off the face of the planet. What does this hick from Alaska know about any of this? This is exactly the situation that she was referring to. And it played out exactly as she said it would. But she didn't have to say it, because anybody with a thinking brain could have figured that out. When money runs short, these panels are assembled to determine who gets life-saving care and who doesn't. This is not a mystery. This is the way it was designed. So someone on a board decides whose life is, and listen to this, students of World War II and the German Nazis, they decide if a life is worthy to be lived, which was what Hitler decided about the Jews. They were lives that were not worthy of being lived. There was such a thing as a life that was not worthy of being lived. There's another interesting Jewish connection to this. There's a Torah expression, and I'm going to butcher it because I'm not a practitioner of Judaism, but I believe it goes something like this: where there is life, there is hope. And while Alfie was living, he had an airplane ready to take him to another doctor. He had another hospital that wasn't filled with incompetent boobs that actually was willing to try to discover every little ounce of medical knowledge they could about his disease and try to diagnose it properly. There were people there that weren't willing to say, I know everything, therefore you can't question my judgment. The British government engaged in a systematic public murder of a child the same week that they made a great, big, fat deal about welcoming a royal prince into this life. Friends, it's just pretty disgusting. Let's go to line one. Sally Ann is calling from Massachusetts tonight. Sally Ann, watching on Biz TV, you're on with Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm very upset about this. This is an atrocity. And I have been watching what's going on in this country and all across the world. And these people are full of so much wickedness. It's unbelievable to me. And I believe that this was their opportunity to obtain license to kill and destroy anyone they want to. Alfie was a stepping stone for them. They want to kill. They are murderers.
Sally Ann, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I don't disagree with that, by the way. If you're willing to kill a vulnerable, sick child for an unjust cause, it is a very short jump to killing people you just don't like from a moral perspective. The Hippocratic Oath, which is what the doctors take, at least they used to when they become doctors, would pursue to save life. That's what they would do. Not tonight. Not in the United Kingdom. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming back from New York. Your call's welcome. 888-34.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Your free book.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's an intense night here at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough with you through the next hour as well. Hope you'll stay with us. Kristen B. Tate will be back with us and joining us for the Ladies Lounge tonight. And that should be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that the president's done and so forth. But I'm just racked with obsession, I guess, about the Baby Alfie case today. I can't stop thinking about it, can't stop crying about it, can't stop just, you know that feeling in your gut when you just want to will something to turn out differently and you just can't? That's what this is. Like, this has been an eternal, like, since I woke up this morning, And I've been following this story for weeks, months. But this is really, and I think there's some things that we can do to prevent this from happening again. And my very first item on that list is we have to absolutely kill leftist politics. This whole idea that the state knows more than the individual and that parents don't have rights and that the hand that rocks the cradle should be the government is just, it's just total, just garbage. So we gotta do that. We gotta get rid of the big government. We gotta get rid of the idea that government's smarter than the individual. We gotta get rid of the idea that the government can be more responsible than the individual. Parents should have the right to decide the medical care for their children. Period. End of sentence. It's not debatable. If God had intended government to raise the children, he would have given them to them. I think the other thing you got to do is you got to work on legislation in every corner of this globe to protect parents' rights. We got to get back to, as a society, saying parents are worth something. They matter. They make it. By the way, all the data shows us that. The science shows us that. Kids that don't grow up with a mom and a dad, all kinds of problems. Kids that don't grow up with just one of them, all kinds of problems. But you grow up without either one. You grow up with the government telling you what to do. You're asking for trouble. You know what happens when that occurs? You end up like China and India right now with like 35 million more boys in each of those societies than girls. Because some idiot had some sort of brain fart where he said, hey, let's have a one-child policy. And all the families said, well, we want sons. So you aborted a whole generation of girls, and now the number of boys, it's like, I don't know, like 70 to 1 or something like that. There's going to be whole towns of young men that don't have any potential for family or children. That's what you get when you get government coming up with the idea on how to control things. Stupidity. I think we got to get faith leaders involved earlier. The Pope got involved. Good for him. I saw Franklin Graham tweeting about this. Good for him. But what if we actually had organized a civil rights march for the right to live? The civil right to live. What if London had been inundated with 25 million people just breaking down the doors of Parliament and of Buckingham Palace and of the Prime Minister's residence? What if the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church and the Pope and Franklin Graham and tens of thousands of pastors and priests all across the globe got together and said, we're going to go there as a contingency. We're going to ask for audiences with the Queen and with the Prime Minister. Ask for intervention. You got to get the people of faith in earlier. I think the other thing you got to do is you got to advocate for competence. These doctors are morons. The fact that they wouldn't let him go anywhere else, just damning themselves. But the reason you don't want socialized medicine is because you don't want idiots making these decisions. And I think this is the most important thing. We got to shame those who argue against life. It's not time to be cute and talk about choice or any of this other stuff right now. David Hogg from Parkland wants to talk about how guns should be taken out of lawful gun owners' hands. He's all upset about the vulnerability of children in schools. Meanwhile, did you see one leftist, did you see one left-of-center politician, celebrity, anybody that's left-of-center stand up and say, hey, what about Alfie? No, you didn't. You see them saying, well, we got to save the children. Meanwhile, they watched the government of the United Kingdom kill a child. If you don't believe in the sanctity of human life, and I know that there's people watching me and listening to me tonight that may not believe in God. I don't really care. Life is sacred. Anybody that's had a child knows that that's a miracle. When that egg is fertilized and that child begins to be, it is unlike anything that you will ever experience in your entire life. That's why women have post-abortive issues all the time. You have an abortion, you know you killed something that was living, and it bothers you. But this wasn't some mystery. The case of Alfie openly exposes the hypocrisy of our culture. Alfie's death was preventable and unnecessary. And he's dead. Let's take your calls, 888-340-3373. Let's go to John in Indiana. Hello, John.
Do you remember the Terry Schiavo thing that happened in
Florida well.
In 2006?
Yeah, very well. I covered it. I was on the radio then, and I very much covered it in depth.
This girl was in a vegetative state. They didn't know what had happened to her, whether she'd fallen down the steps or been beat up or what. But anyway, her husband wanted to put her out. And the judge, George Greer, passed the ruling that she had to die, that she was starved to death and cut off her water and her food.
Yep.
And she lived 13 days before she died from it.
I remember it very well.
Her parents wanted to take her home. Beg your pardon?
I remember very well, John. Her parents wanted to take her home. I know the Schindler family very well. They wanted to take her home. They wanted to give her comfort care. The judge wouldn't let her. The husband, by the way, got a fairly large insurance settlement from the damage that was done to her. And the only way he could really keep that and spend it was if she died. And so she died. And he was already dating and sleeping with another woman before Terry was even dead. Thanks for the call, John. It's a shame. And we need to speak out more forcefully. We need to speak out for the cause of life. Shame those who don't. It's not cute to be pro-choice anymore. It's deadly. I'm Kevin McCullough. Take more of your calls, 888-340-3373. When we come back, it's Radio Night Live. And by the way, you want any of the podcasts, you can get them at the soundcloud.com/KMC radio page. And you can also look us up at thebingethinker.com. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I need your love.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on Radio Night Live. Thank you for being here, Biz TV Coast to Coast. Thank you for all the TV households you put us in and for all the great radio stations, some 300 plus. And for those of you on the chat room tonight on Facebook Live, we're live there, and there's been a healthy conversation in the comment section tonight. Janet and Roger and some others there. My old boss, Joe Davis, stopped by the chat room. Good to see him in there tonight. Joe, I hope you're doing well. We're very grateful to have you joining us as well. The phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you want to join the conversation, there's several of you that want to weigh in already. Let's talk to line one, Lanny, calling from Indiana and listening to The Truth on the AM radio station there. Lanny, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
How you doing? Don't feel bad about the way that you feel. I'm a father of two, and I have two stepchildren, and there's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do for them. And I can't imagine how these parents feel that went through this, and I know that there's just nothing that I wouldn't do for my kids.
Yeah.
And I understand how you feel, and I can't believe that the government in England would not let them take their child anywhere else. That's just crazy.
Especially when all the bills were going to be paid by someone else. I mean, that's
exactly
the thing. The Italian government was going to pick up the entire tab for the flight and for the care, and they still wouldn't let him go. Lanny, thanks for the call. Real quickly, Brenda's watching on Biz TV. Hi, Brenda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call. What's up?
Okay, first off, let me start saying my heart goes out to the family and to that baby because the doctors are morons. I don't know which rail they're running on, but it's just wrong because this is not the first baby that this situation happened to. They need to wake up, or a lightning rod need to hit them in the head or something. But like you said, the government, we don't need them. We, as the people, need to get together. We don't need the government. We don't need the government.
Well, Brenda, I thank you for your call and your thoughts. Thank you so much. 888-340-3373. It is leftist government policies that created this, but it's the people of freely elected countries that perpetuate it. And so here's the challenge, and this is a real one, because we get busy and we don't want to invest time in knowing about these stories and getting ourselves personally involved. Friends, if we don't, it's going to be to our loss. Every one of us that benefit and thrive and live and say, well, you know, it didn't happen to me, so I'm okay. We're a cancer in this day, because we successfully live when others don't. That's what cancer literally does. The cells survive and thrive when other cells are being killed off. And I don't want to raise my kids in a world that's like that. We're coming back with hour number two. Kristen Tate will be joining us in the ladies' lounge.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
204-2575.